be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 8. Dungeon. The Black Hole of Terabek. Nekbara. Day. In the bug-infested dungeon, Max, Daisy and Alice are staying close to one another. Alice is curled up, with her eyes tightly closed, as if trying to hide from everything that's happening. The other inhabitants are spying on them from the shadows, their eyes glistening with something untoward. Something very untoward.
Okay, Daisy, this is the plan. If one of those creepy little dudes come any closer, we're going to punch them in the face, right?
Sounds good to me.
But you seem like you've done more punching than I have, so...
Don't you worry, Max. I've got ya. They come at us, I'll give them wham with my left, wham with my right, then bosh with a left-handed uppercut. They won't stand a chance.
Oh, you really know how to look after yourself, don't you, Daisy?
Got no choice. Living on the street and all, we gotta look out for ourselves and for each other. I'd have given my right arm at any time to protect little Maisie. Now I dunno where she is, what she's up to, who's looking after her or nothing. Well, God knows what she's up to now. I mean, I've been gone for, what, 3 days? 4? See? I've lost count.
But it doesn't really matter, does it?
You what?
What I mean is, you still have a time machine. Although it's also Dave, so that's not brilliant, but you still have a way to get back. And if you do, you can just go back just after you left. And Maisie will be exactly where you left her.
I never thought of that.
So, like I said, everything will be okay.
Everything will not be okay. Don't you realise what's happening? We are in some godforsaken hellhole with no way of escape, and the only person who could come to our defence has been dragged off by those monsters.
Oh, calm down, Alice. I know it's scary,
calm but... Calm down. I think there are things in this cell that want to eat us.
Don't worry, Alice. It'll be okay.
No, it won't.
Oh, Alice.
She's right. Everything will most definitely not be okay.
While they are speaking... Laika has crept up to the dungeon gate. She seems rattled. The others huddle up at the gate.
What's happening? Have you seen Trent? Is he okay?
Forget Trent! We need to get out of here. And now!
We are not leaving without Trent.
Look, Mrs.
We are not leaving without Trent. Do you understand?
I understand. But you need to understand this. Your beloved Trent is in the head jailer's office right now, spilling his guts about how you lot will have a time machine.
Oh, no!
Yes, and if we don't get out of here pretty sniffing quick, he's going to lead them straight to it, and then we'll be stuck here forever. Is that what you want?
We?
Of course! I said I'd want you to do a little something for me, right?
Okay.
Great! Love the idea! But how are we supposed to get out of here?
Laika produces a key.
With one of these.
Oh!
That's right, my little princess. Your freedom is in my hands, and mine is in yours. So, am I coming with you or what?
Yes.
Great, sure. Just get us out of here.
Laika uses the key to open the lock. The gate swings open, making the most terrible sound.
Come on, we need to be quick.
Max and Daisy rush out of the dungeon. Alice stays put.
What are you doing?
We're not leaving without Trent.
But Alice, he's selling us out.
I don't care. I'm not leaving without him.
Alice.
We are not leaving without him.
Okay, ideas, anyone?
You're kidding, right? Any moment now, your boy's going to spill his guts about the time machine. Then, when they don't need him anymore, the guards are going to spill his guts. If you see what I mean.
Yes, I think we...
I mean, they will cut him open and...
We get the picture. But we need to do something. If you want to come with us, then help us get out of here. Help us all get out of here.
Okay, great, Jax. You're a high-maintenance bunch. Now let me think.
Head jailer's office. The black hole of Terabek. Nekbara. Day. Trent is screaming as two of the guards twist his arms up behind his back.
Please! I'm telling the truth! Please don't hurt me anymore!
Which truth? That there's a time machine, or that there isn't a time machine?
There isn't one. I made it up just to try to get you to let me go.
Now, why aren't I convinced? I was convinced when you said there was one, but now you're telling me there isn't? I'm not feeling it. How about you, boys?
I think he's lying.
Yeah, me too. Lying scum.
Lying about which bit? That he has a time machine, or that he doesn't have a time machine?
I think he's lying about both of them.
You think he's lying about having a time machine and not having one? I'd like all three of you not to say another word. In fact, I don't want to hear you speak again. Ever.
But
ever. Now, you. I know you have a time machine. I also know that you're going to take me to where it is. I know this because I know that you do not want me to have these men take you down to the lower levels, where we store the rotten bodies of those criminals who are to be flashed into the Arg. I have it on good authority that the stench down there is overpowering. So, either you lead me to your time machine, or you will spend what little is left of your life living among the rotting corpses and the stench of the most polluted river on Nekbara. Do you understand me?
Yes.
You do have a time machine, don't you?
Yes.
And you are going to lead me to it, aren't you?
Yes.
And what in the Dranix are you idiots doing?
The three guards seem quite animated about something. But bearing in mind the power their boss wields, they're rather fearful of disobeying him by speaking after he's told them he never wants to hear them speak again. So they are trying to communicate with sign language and charades badly.
I'll ask you again. What are you doing?
Their gyrations are becoming more erratic and urgent.
Speak, you bunch of fob-wobblers, or I'll have you behead one another.
Fire!
What?
Fire! The tunnel's on fire!
Are you taking
the... The head jailer runs out into the tunnels, followed by the guards, leaving Trent crouched in pain on the floor. There is thick smoke and a fiery glow further down the corridor. All three rush to investigate. Trent begins to cry. Suddenly, he feels someone grab his arm.
Stop, please, I...
He opens his eyes to find Max and Alice helping him to his feet. Daisy and Laika are keeping watch at the gate.
Oh my God! Max! Alice, I'm so pleased to see you, you won't believe!
Oh, save it, Trent! We don't have time! We've got to run! Now!
Run? Look at me, the things they did to me!
You either run with us now or we leave you here. Your choice!
Here, let me help you.
Max and Alice drag Trent out into the corridor.
All right, people. Time to run like you've got a banjax up your nethers. Follow me!
And with that, the prisoners race through the corridors, following closely behind Laika in silence, watched as ever by the dead eyes of the black hole's eternal denizens. They reach the lift. Laika produces another key and stares at the lift's jagged metal gate. In the distance, a growing, rage-filled roar.
They're coming. Quick, get us out of here.
Heavy footfalls seem to shake the ground closer.
There's no hole.
What?
There's no hole. I thought this was the key, but there's no hole for it.
What are we going to do?
Closer.
Do something.
Closer.
I don't...
Closer. Now they see the hate-filled faces of the guards storming towards them.
Laika!
Daisy grabs the gate and slides it open.
I don't think it needs a key.
Oh my God! Daisy, I love you!
Closer.
Get in!
Group surges into the lift, slams the gate across. And Laika hammers on the buttons just as the guards arrive, snarling and foaming at the mouth from their exertion and fury. The guards reach through the gate, but the lift shoots upwards in an instant, leaving the garbled screams of hate and pain behind them, and several severed arms on the floor of the lift. Trent vomits. Timeship H2G2, Command Center, Isolated Spot, Nekbara, Day. Meanwhile, Dave is keeping himself occupied. Music is being blasted out, and Dave is singing along, dancing with his timeship body.
It's just a jump to the left.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.